Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Nancy.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm okay. I was waiting for someone to speak up. I don't know whether there's anyone else on who doesn't want to talk, but I don't talk to myself.
Well, it's kind of a difficult thing to do, isn't it?
Some people are better at it than others, and I'm not one that wants to do it. What's going on in Pittsburgh?
Has arrived.
Too much. The leaves are falling ever so nicely.
As we were driving the other day, my husband said, and we both basically said it at the same time, we don't miss raking that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's speaking.
It's gathering out there.
Uh-huh.
Calling my name.
Yeah. Do you use a rake or a blower?
Both.
Yeah, it's good exercise, I guess.
Has arrived.
You're much younger than I am, so you know, you're certainly more capable at this point.
Wait, now, I don't think so.
I don't know. But we're happy we don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Although we would like the leaves to put in our garden. So if you want to ship them over, we'll be glad to take them from you.
That's where mine are going to go for a goodly amount of them.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a question on that subject that I haven't had taken time to Google. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. And that is, I swept up piles off of our decks in the back, and they weren't leaves as much as they were the kind of the needles off the boughs of the cedar and the little pods that drop off, not big ones. They're only about maybe a half inch. Okay, so are those okay for the garden or not? There were some leaves in with it, but you know they're. Well, you know what cedar looks like, the falling, dripping, falling from cedar, probably. Anyway, I know that it's very acidic. I'm just wondering how much of a garden would take, or if any.
You may have pine trees growing in your garden from the pods.
I'm sure I would, come to think of it, but we tell it it would be no different than the weeds, actually.
Do you test your soil?
I haven't. Does Marty test the soil?
No, but I don't know that I put all that acid in if you definitely know it's acidic.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either.
Unless you're putting lime on top of it, maybe.
Even at that, I don't think I would.
Okay. I didn't think it was probably a good idea, so my next thought was I think I'm going to, just for the heck of it, because I know that they, excuse me, I'm sorry for the background noise here. I'm going to try one other idea. I'm going to try rolling them and making logs out of them because I think they would burn, other than if they would put creosote in the chimney. I don't want to do that, so I still got to Google it. But I just know I like the smell of it, the cedar smell, and it would leak a little bit of it out, not much from our stove. But anyway, just curious.
Yeah. I know that when we had a real fireplace, I used to put pine cones in. And you can soak them in some things to make the flames colorful. I remember that. But I don't know that we would put them in the garden. You're better off with just dry leaves as they fall from the trees.
And are the pine cones acidic too?
I would suspect. We never put them in the garden. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering, you know, if they did the same thing. I can't remember what it is that builds up in the... I know low heat causes it to build up in the chimney.
Do you get your chimney cleaned ever?
Oh, yeah. We do.
But, you might want to ask the chimney cleaner.
Yeah. Next time he's out here, then you can get him out here. Yeah, just curious.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyone else have any questions?
Off the subject question.
I have a question. I was at Costco yesterday, and I bought the fish oil that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Do you take that instead of one of ours?
No, I take it in addition because there's different formulations in ours.
So you're taking four a day. Are you spreading them out, or you're taking two at one time?
I'm taking three of ours and of the others, I'm taking one earlier in the day and then one a little later.
With the other ones or separately?
I spread those out, too.
Okay. So one five times a day.
Yeah. I don't take each one of them separately. I could take two of ours and one of those.
Oh, okay.
I usually take, I'm into the routine of usually taking most of my stuff just twice a day.
Really?
And then the lactoferrin, the extra lactoferrin, and actually two, three things. The lactoferrin, the osteodense, and the D, where it says just take the D with your heaviest meal.
Mm-hmm.
I take it with my two heaviest meals because most of the time now we only eat two meals in addition to the smoothie, which would be our breakfast is pushed somewhere around 11 o'clock because we do the smoothie early.
Mm-hmm.
And then dinner is, breakfast. And then dinner is, or lunch, whatever you want to call it, is somewhere we're going most of the time for around between 5 and 6.
Okay.
And that seems to work pretty good. I mean, too often it gets pushed later, and we've had just a light snack in between, like fruit. But it's amazing. Once I set my mind to it, what a difference it's made. I guess setting your mind to anything makes a difference. But
so, and you're taking the pills only with food or not?
Yeah, I am.
So you're taking your calcium with
food? Well, some of it with smoothie. Some of it in the morning I do with the smoothie.
Okay. Your calcium are you taking with your other pills or separately?
I'm taking it with the lighter ones when I take less. I don't take it first thing in the morning, and I take the bulk of my stuff first thing with the smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
We usually have an hour to 2 hours between the smoothie and lunch.
Okay.
So, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Sort of. I have a question for Betty real quick. Did you get my email yesterday?
I haven't even been in there yet, Char.
Okay, it was late last night when I sent it, or not real, real late, but probably 10 o'clock last night. Did you have a different email before?
Yes.
Okay, I probably didn't get it to the right one. Gmail is what you've got now. I know you sent me that. But
yes,
it didn't.
Yes.
It came in on my cell phone, but it did not come in on my computer. That was really strange. So this morning when I looked at it, I thought, that doesn't look familiar. So I know that was not the one that jumped up on the screen because for some reason I just had the feeling that you had changed it.
Yes, absolutely. I was having trouble with the other one and haven't been able to get in. So I figured I'd switch to one that was a .com so that no matter what provider I went with, I would still be, you know, having the same address.
Oh, so that makes it sometimes they don't take .net, huh?
Right.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that. Thank you. Well, I'll make sure it goes out this morning separately to you. So
okay.
You got mine, right?
You should have gotten yours. Yeah, I mean, I got yours.
Okay.
Yours is SP.
Yeah, I'm going to one of these days make the big move and tell them goodbye.
Who are you going to go to?
Has arrived.
I have a Gmail. I just haven't been using it yet.
Oh, okay.
Big step.
A lot of people are using Gmail. We've had ours so many years, I don't want to change it, so.
Well, Gmail's free.
Oh. Well, this.
And you will never have to change again after that.
I don't think I pay for the one I've got anyway.
Mm.
It's Comcast, but maybe I do. Not to my knowledge, I don't, but we've got everything's in a package with them, so.
Mm.
Anyway.
Anyone else have any questions, thoughts, or concerns?
Somebody else just clicked in.
Oh, anyone want to say hello?
Good morning. This is Anita.
How are you?
Okay.
Sorry, you were going to give that recipe from yesterday. You have it?
Oh, give me, I'm down here trying to hit the recorder to get some of these things transferred. So, I have to run back upstairs. So if anybody else has got any comments or questions. Did anybody see Dennis's presentation last night? on Pathfinder. You can go in. Steve recorded it. He sent me an email after he'd gotten my stuff and said, I got it.
Oh.
So it would be well worth watching because he's got not a huge amount of stats, but he's got good stats on the light. Really good stats on the light.
I'm sure he'll be sending a bunch down when he gets home.
He is home. They went back immediately, and he will put some more together. What his comment, I called Ruth and asked her, was it recorded? Because it was on, did I say Pathfinders last night at 7
uh-huh.
o'clock? Yeah, so anyway, he
has arrived.
I don't think they got it. I don't know if they got it, is what she said, because Rick wasn't at home. And so she said, I said, so Dennis is going to repeat it and record it. And she says, when he gets some more, yes, I'm sure he will. And he's probably got some more stuff he can dig out, too. He was thinking about some other stuff.
Linda Schultz
has arrived.
So anyway, that was, but it was good the way he put things and, you know, the information, just like usual.
Yeah, and you're still dealing with that in the morning, huh?
Well, I haven't had anything to drink because I'm not putting anything in water or anything else until I do my other stuff. So.
Okay. Do you brush your teeth first?
Nope, I haven't even been doing that.
Okay.
Just trying it.
Yep.
Anyway, what's all?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's what it's all about, just gibberish.
Anybody else get Prevention magazine besides me?
No.
I think I started getting it when I signed up for Vegetarian Times. I think that's when they started sending it to me. So I'm not even paying for it, but you know, it's chock full of information. And it's such a nice little thing that you can take to the doctor's office, put in your purse. Yesterday we had to pick up a prescription from Marty, interestingly. Before he has any dental appointment, he has an appointment for a prophy on Thursday, he has to take an antibiotic. And I was reading the thing, the brochure that they give you, the printout, with the antibiotic. And, oh, jeez. I have to call the pharmacist and talk to him about this. Anyway, I had my little book with me when I was waiting for the script to be filled. Boost your brain power. Healthy lifestyle means a brighter mind. One of the things, get plenty of cardio. Start lifting weights. Cognitive function of older women who strength trained once or twice a week improved nearly 12% compared with women who followed just simple stretching and toning routines. Challenge of learning and mastering different moves can improve your brain health. Sleep on a big decision. Fuel up on food, then decide. An empty stomach can make you more impulsive. When you have enough calories, you can focus on the outcome of a tough choice instead of immediate needs, like food for survival. Do the Sunday crossword puzzle. Read, rest, and recall better. The brain replays images during rest, so you're more likely to remember them. I didn't know that. I've been having weird dreams early in the morning.
Huh.
For optimal, and this is another, I'm just going to go through some